Amen. Father God, we just praise you and glorify you for the times that we're in. This is wonderful times that we're in, Lord. Not only that, it's a time to get rid of everything but you, Lord, and I thank you for it. And I praise you, Father, that tonight's going to be an awesome time for everybody. I ask, Father, that you put boldness in everybody here to believe what the Word of God says. And I thank you, Father, for faith that is unmatched. In Jesus' name tonight for everybody, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that all doubt and unbelief's out the window. It's out the window. There's not going to be any doubt and unbelief tonight because we're going to have faith to believe everything that's prayed in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you, Father, for this open heaven you have given us and all of these angels that you have given us, Father, to utilize and to do the warfare for us. And I thank you for it, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in everybody to voice agreement in these prayers in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bless Shonuff to, or Shoshana too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless her. Yeah, I see you. Did you see her wave at me? Yeah, there you are, sweetie. Happy feet. Yeah. Yeah. Hi. Hi, Sho. How you doing, girl? Hi. Say hi. Say hi, Michael.
She say was hi, saying Michael. Hi.
I saw her say hi. Hey. Say, hi, buddy. Hey, girl. Hi. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Tonight's going to be war night. We're going to do some battle. Anybody scared? Ain't nobody scared. Okay, great. You need to cast out all fear in Jesus' name. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Well, today is our nation's Independence Day, but I declare that today is the day of independence of all the captives in the name of Jesus. The captive exiles shall be speedily loosed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I declare and decree freedom in the spirit. Freedom from all the darkness and the bondages in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to open it up with some music, some war music, and then we're going to get into praying. All right. Is that Megan? Yeah, that's Megan. Hey, Joe, the Browsy.
Howdy.
Howdy. Yeah, you've been down here in Tennessee too much. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Good to have you, buddy. All right. Let's see here.
You ready to praise him some more? If we don't do it, the rocks are gonna cry out, and I don't want them crying on my behalf. You ready to sing? All right. Help me sing now.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
I will praise you all my day.
You're perfect
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go to battle against the factious leaders and the victims in their camp. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to do some bold warfare tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Listen, before we get started, does anybody want prayer about renouncing the world, the flesh, and the lust of the flesh and all of that stuff? Okay. I want y'all to repeat after me, okay? Everybody that wants free, repeat after me. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every power of the enemy that is overshadowing our life, keeping me from walking in the fullness of what God has called me to, be removed in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I renounce every claim of the enemy. I renounce the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of this life. I renounce ungodliness. I renounce every spot and every wrinkle of this world. Anything that is keeping me from operating at my full capacity, I want you to remove it from me right now in the name of Jesus. I cast out rebellion from my life. I cast out everything I've done against the word. And I thank you, Father, that I am free from the world and the flesh and the lust of the eyes. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Woo, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Everybody's free who said that prayer right now. You're free. And he who is free indeed. Now let's go to war. We're going to war tonight against the enemies of UBM local and the outreach. And that is the factious all over. Now I'm going to start it out. We've got angels galore sitting around waiting to go to war for us. So let's send them. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I send the angels down there to chain up and bind up the principalities and powers that are operating in this camp in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. Double check the chains that are binding them. Make sure they're holding in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And those that are trying to run, send them to the pit in the name of Jesus. We come against fear of the victim and the victims right now. We cast it out of them in the name of Jesus. We cast out all fear. And we thank you, Father, for opening up their eyes and ears of spiritual understanding that they are in an evil place and they need to get free of it. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. Thank you, Lord, for putting confusion in the enemy's camp right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to stop and let somebody else do some warfare. I don't want to do it all. Glory to God, glory to God. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy, go ahead. Get you next, Julie. You're next.
In the name of Jesus, the principalities and rulers of darkness are rendered blind, deaf, and dumb.
Amen.
Their works have been taken from them.
Amen.
Their walk has been taken from them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we command the deaf, dumbness, and blindness and the brain fog on their victims to be loosed in the name of Jesus. They have eyes to see, ears to hear. They have the mind of Christ. The fog and the confusion is gone in the name of Jesus. And we send fog and confusion back to the enemy in the name of Jesus. This principalities and rulers of darkness, we render them absolutely null and void. They have no power in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, they're blind. They can't even see their victims. They're in such confusion. They can't even see them and do anything in the name of Jesus towards the victims. The victims are free in the name of Jesus.
Amen. All
the bondages are loosed in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Everybody agree. Everything that people pray, everybody agree, because the angels, your angels will go down there and help as well. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, my. Go ahead, Julie. We got a good
Jesus,
one going on.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you reign. God, thank you, Father, for the victory. I praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. We take authority over these liars and deceivers, and we bind the works of intimidation, the mind control, the mind manipulation, the psychic warfare that they use against their victims. And we can cast it down. We break its power off of them in Jesus' name, and that they will not be able to even, they're like Misty said, they're not even going to pay any attention to them. They're distracted by all of this. Father, they are distracted. They have no interest in these victims anymore, Father. They are able to escape, Father. You make a way for them out. We speak repentance to their hearts, Father, as you move in their lives. We speak light into their darkness, Father, that they'd be able to see and see clearly. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would be glorified. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace over all of them, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for setting all of them free and bringing them back, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, my sita little bakara, my sita little bakanda bakupa. This is something that everyone participates. The Lord said everybody participates. It doesn't make any difference how small it is. Everybody just participates, whether you're doing it live or you're doing it, you know, in your home there. But you have to be bold and participate. It's for your good and our good. It's for your brothers and sisters as well. And Father, we negate everything that they have sinned against, every negative thing that they've sinned against us. We negate it right now. We cancel all of their weapons in Jesus' name. You don't have any weapons anymore. We take them away from you. Angels, go down there and get the weapon. We have power over them, and we exert that power right now in the name of Jesus. Bind them all up in Jesus' name to where they can't do, they won't know where they're going. We send the angels of confusion down there to wreak havoc in that camp down there in Jesus' name and elsewhere all over in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. Glory be to God. We defeat and all the accusation and assignments with everything that we have. That's the word of God. And we come against it with the sword of the Spirit right now and cast it all down as null and void in Jesus' mighty name. Anybody else? Yeah, Julie?
Just something else that was coming to me, Father. Your word says that Satan's kingdom is divided. It cannot stand. So we speak division into their midst, complete division, so they cannot stand. The Lord, we command the angels to rout them and scatter them, Lord, that they have falling out with each other, Lord, and they can't stand to be around each other anymore. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Go ahead, Missy. All right, everybody else, take note.
We, greater is he that is in us and than he that is in the world. We are mighty and we are stronger.
Yes.
We are stronger than the enemy. We take from him his whole armor, wherein he trusted, and divide his spoils. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take all his armor off. Their helmets, their swords, their shields, their breastplates, every piece of armor that they have in protection, they are found naked, naked and bare. And thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, that the darkness is gone from their captives. They are no longer captive. We Amen. Command the darkness to go and your light, the light of your truth, Lord, shine. Amen. Shine upon them. Shine upon them, Lord. Yes. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. The victory that overcomes the world is our faith, and we believe it is done. It is already done. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Glory to God.
Amen. Lord, open up their eyes to see the evil that they've been in, whether they know it or not. And I thank you for doing that, Father, that they'll want out of it quickly. And I thank you, Father, that all the enemy has been bound so that they can. Go ahead, Benita. Lord of God.
Lord, you did great things when you were on this earth, and your word says that we'll do even greater things, Lord. And we just take this authority that you've given us, and we bind up all those demons all around the world and the factious, Lord. We have the authority, and you just greater things, bigger and better, Lord. We just take command of that and just bind those all up and praise you, Lord, for doing that. And just the party we're going to have, you're having already in heaven with all of them. Amen.
Okay. Right now, I come against perversion and lust coming out of that group right now. In the name of Jesus, I cast it down. It's bound up and you're headed for the pit. In the name of Jesus, son. Thank you, Father, for your complete binding of these two enemies, perversion and lust. You go from this fellowship and you can't get in Jesus' name. Does anybody want it in? No, we don't. In Jesus' name, you go. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. It is bound up and it is chained and it can't get loose. In the name of Jesus. Listen, this is to us, this is kind of like a game, but to them, they are serious and they're going to come against us as best that they can because this is their last fight. And they're going to try to put everything, pull all the stops, but we got bigger stops, don't we? We have bigger stops. Thank you, Father, and do not miss tomorrow's broadcast, David's broadcast. Do not miss it. It's going to stir up a wasp nest, but I'm telling you, the wasp nest has got gasoline poured all over it right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. So you want to keep the battle up? You want to keep the warfare up? What do you want us to do about the women and faction that have been taken captive? Keep praying. You have authority and might in my name. You cannot lose on the winning side. You ought to know that the victory is won. Go fight. To you, this could be a game for you. As to them, everything is held accountable. And in my hand, y'all hear that? It's all in God's hands. He said, do you hear crunchy noises? You can easily defeat them all. You have my power in the word. Thank you, Father. How many of you know Jesus can't be defeated? Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Thank you, Father. And where is Jesus? Right here. I got him right here. I don't know about y'all, but I got Jesus right here. Glory to God. And if Jesus is with me, the enemy can't win. Glory to God. We have renounced all the world and everything associated with it. Lust and all of that stuff is gone. We are clean. We're going to walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, act like Jesus with his grace and his mercy upon us. Amen. Go ahead, Julie.
Let's see. The Lord told me to read and pray Psalm 16. So I'm going to read it and pray this. And just agree with this word. This is the word of God. Praise you, Lord. Preserve me, O God, for in thee I take refuge. I say to the Lord, thou art my Lord. I have no good apart from thee. As for the saints in the land, they're all right here. Praise God. All for the saints in the land, they are the noble in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another God multiply their sorrows and their libations of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. Thou holdest my lot, and the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices, and my body dwells secure. For thou dost not give me up to Sheol, or let the godly one see the pit. And thou dost show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and in thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And Father, you're doing this for our brothers and sisters who are bound in deception and in darkness. You're going to set them all free, Lord. Amen. You're their portion and their cup as well, Lord. And the lines are falling for them in pleasant places now. The lines are falling for them, Lord, in pleasant places, and that you will keep them, Lord, and you will make them to their hearts to be glad again in you, Lord. You're going to restore everything the enemy has stolen from them and from us. And we glorify your name, Lord, and our testimonies and our praises of who you are and what you've done, what you will do, and what you've given us and what you're giving back to us, Father. We don't deserve it. We love you and we praise you, Lord. And we declare and decree all our brothers and sisters are being loosed from their captivity. All of them. They're all coming back. Devil, let go of our brothers and sisters. We command you to let them go in the name and the authority of the Lord God Almighty. They don't belong to you. They were purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. They belong to the Lord. They are family, and we command you to let them go. We praise you, Lord, for the victory. They're all coming back. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Samuel said this. He said, we got the fire. He said, I just saw everyone going down to their storage and grabbing their armor, sharpening their swords, and polishing their shields and just waiting for the trumpet call. Everyone was dressed and ready for war. Well, praise God. Yeah, we're already in it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, and the Lord said this. The question was asked, what do you want all of us to do? Listen to what the Lord said. Everyone is required to participate. I saw how it is easy to remain at the bottom of the mountain. There's no effort to stay, but to be at the peak, this takes skill, strength, determination, and considerable effort to keep climbing. We've all been down there. We don't like it. It's dark and dirty. Let's go to the top. Let's go to the top. Glory be to God. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Marilyn.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you that you're so good to us. You've given us Jesus. You've given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And Father, that we have the great privilege of coming before the throne of grace and making our requests known unto you. And praise the Lord, Father. Praise the Lord that you answer before we even speak, and you, before we call, and you hear before we speak. Father, I was reminded of the verse that says, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Father, I pray an outpouring of grace upon the captives, the elect amongst them, Father, an outpouring of grace. Father, in the fear of the Lord, Father, I've read about these revivals. And I trust and I believe the reports, Father, that when your presence comes down, that people, the fear of the Lord hits them. They are concerned. They know they're not right with you. And all they can think about is, how can I get right with the Lord? And Father, that's what I pray. I pray a visitation even of your presence there amongst the elect, that Father, that they're uncomfortable, that you allow them no pleasure or success in ungodliness, because they're yours. They have a born again spirit, which is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that they just become very, very uncomfortable Father, that it's your goodness that allows us to repent. And an outpouring of your goodness upon them to let them repent with godly sorrow, not to be repented of. Father, that their lives will bear forth fruits worthy of repentance. And Father, the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, even the wisdom to see that, oh my gosh, I've taken a wrong turn. I need out of here. And Lord, just allow them to cry out to you from the depths of their heart. And Father, I don't know how you're going to do it. We don't put you in a box, Lord, but that the door's unlocked, that the shackles have just been removed and the door's unlocked and they're just going to walk out. You're going to make a way. You're going to make a way, Father. And we rejoice, Father, in their return. And Father, we just rejoice and thank you and praise you for what you're doing even tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, glory, hallelujah. We believe it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anyone else? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else want more? Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Father, I just came in Jesus' name, Lord, to pray the same as mercy prayer about your armor being taken away, not the armor of the enemy. You cannot be called yourself strong man in anything. Now they're calling you, you're a new man, defeated foe. Thank you, Father, for it. Come against it in Jesus' name. Thank you for looking. Everybody's heart, defeated people in Jesus' name have been set free, already seen free. Thank you for your deliverance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Anyone else want to get into war? Ain't no bloodshed on our side. Just on the enemy's side. Lord says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things to him who strengthens me. I am strengthened up, bless God, and I'm going down there with my battle gear on and sending them angels before me, and they're going to wreak havoc in that place down there, set the captives free, bring them back humbled, ready to go to work in the kingdom. And I praise you, Father, for doing a grant and repentance to them, humbling them, and bring them home with nothing but Jesus on their mind. And I thank you, Father, for doing that in every one of those victims down there. Because the Lord delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He has done that for them people too. Because we prayed the prayer of faith. Anybody else want to pray? Pray the word. Somebody get another psalm. What was that, Julie, you said? Psalm 140 is a good war psalm. Somebody get that and start praying it. Praise God. Psalm 144 too. That's right, Simon. That's another good one. Go ahead, Ben.
When I woke up last night, I had a dream, and I got Psalm 94 stuck in my head. So the first couple of verses are actually pretty good. The Lord is a God who avenges. A God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked? How long will the wicked? How long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob takes no notice. Take notice, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines the nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord. the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from the days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked, for the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against the evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When an anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Thank you, Father. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you? A throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress, amen, and my God, the rock in whom I take my refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. Amen. Glory to God. Amazing.
Glory to God. God. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Ben. The battle is being won even as we speak. Anybody else?
It's done in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Speaking of dreams, I had a dream the other night that a snake was trying to bite me from behind. Actually, I saw there was a brother like in the woods, and I don't know who it was, but he was showing how to snatch a copperhead behind his head so he doesn't bite you. And there's this snake that was trying to bite me from behind, and I couldn't even see him, but I grabbed back there, and I was asking my brother, which I think he meant represents the brethren, and I was asking him, you know, if the snake bit me, to look and see if he bit me. But I think that was just to saying, you know, don't even think like that. Don't even give that a thought that the enemy can bite you. Can't. He can't even sneak up from behind us and bite us, because we see what the Lord sees. We know that the enemy's plots and schemes, and we declare that the enemy, we take a hold of the serpent spirits, the spirits that are attacking our minds and putting poison in our trying to put poison in our minds and poison in the minds of those that are held captive, and we forbid them. They are not permitted. We see them and we come against them and forbid them to come from behind us. We have the Lord's angels all around about us, and they cannot bite us. They cannot put any of their poison into our minds. In the name of Jesus, their evil thoughts, we cast down every reasoning imagination that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. We cast down rejection and condemnation, anxiety and fear, and we declare that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and of death, and we are not under the curse. And Jesus became a curse for us, and that serpent is on the pole, and that serpent is dead in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that the enemy is defeated. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory Amen. To God.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? All right. I'm going to pray 144 then. Psalm 144. Turn that with me. We'll all do it. You can sing hallelujah with me. This is a Psalm of David. He said, blessed be the Lord my rock, who teaches my hands to war, my fingers to fight, Lord of God. My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me, Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Lord, bow your heavens and come down and touch the mountains of the enemies, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Scatter our enemies, Lord. Send your arrows and discomfit them. Stretch forth thy hand from above and rescue us and the victims and deliver them out of the great waters, out of the hand of the aliens, Lord of God, whose mouth speaks deceit. That's the enemy. And whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee if I knew how to play it. In Jesus' name, and I thank you for it, Lord. Thou art he that gives salvation unto kings, who rescues David, his servant, from the hurtful sword, and us as well. Rescue us, Lord, and deliver us out of the hand of the aliens. Deliver the victims down there in the enemy's camp, Father God, that are in the hands of the aliens, whose mouth speaks deceit and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. When our sons shall be as plants grown up in their youth, and our daughters as cornerstones home after the fashion of a palace. When our garners are full, affording all manner of store, and our sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields. When our oxen are well laden, when there is no breaking in and no going forth and no outcry in our street. Happy is the people that is such a case. Yes, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Lord, we thank you for wiping the mouth clean of our enemies in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father, for taking down every site that has come against, every factious site that has come against the UBM ministry in Jesus' name. Every one of them be brought down. We bind up the enemies that have put those up. And Father, we thank you for your angels that are going to pull them down. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God, and we thank you, Father, that it is being done even as we speak. In Jesus' name. All right, anybody else? Glory, hallelujah. Lord sent us to pray in the Spirit as well, so be praying in the Spirit as somebody prays in English. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, Julie.
I'll read 140.
All right.
Pray this one. Okay. Lord, this is for us and it's for those who are in captivity. Lord, deliver us, O Lord, from the evil men. Preserve us from the violent men who plan evil things in their heart, who stir up wars continually. They make their tongues sharp as serpents, and under their lips is the poison of vipers. Guard us, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve us from the violent men who have planned to trip up our feet. Arrogant, prideful men who have hidden traps for us. With their cords, they have spread a net. By the wayside, they have set snares for us. And we say to the Lord, thou art our God. Give ear to the voice of our supplications, O Lord. O Lord, Lord, be a strong deliverer. Thou hast covered our heads in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plots. And those who surround us lift up their heads. Let their mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the pits, no more to rise. Let not their slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord maintains the cause of the afflicted, and he executes justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to thy name, and the upright shall dwell in thy presence. And we pray this, Father, in faith, Lord, that you're already doing these things for our brothers and sisters, Lord, who are in captivity, that they're being set free, and that we are delivered from all the snare of the enemy. Every trap, every scheme, every device, every assignment against us is null and void. Bring them down, Lord. Bring down our enemies, Father. These demons are no more. They have no authority. They've lost it, the battle, and we win. And we give you all praise and glory, God. To Jesus our King. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
And Lord, we cast down any curses spoken against our family members too, in Jesus' name. We pray a wall of protection around each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it. Father, we do the same thing. We do the same thing for the people on the front lines of UBM Ministries right now in the name of Jesus. We pray a hedge of protection around them that the enemy cannot penetrate in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they have targeted our children. We target them back in Jesus' name. Everything that they have thrown at us, Father, we thank you that they are null and void. They have hit the shield of faith and they bounced off in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for your cleansing power in our children in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that the mamas and daddies are also blessed because they have peace and quiet and joy and peace in their home this point on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for all of UBM Fellowship, outreach and local both in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, that the enemy's darts thrown at their children are thrown down to the ground as null and void in Jesus' mighty name. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. And Lord, I lift up the dreamers to you and I thank you, Father, for placing a special hedge of protection around them. That's a bubble, that golden bubble that they won't step out of it, and they are protected completely in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father, for doing that for our dreamers and our visions and gets the words of knowledge also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Lord, I lift up David to you, and I praise you, Father, for lifting him up and taking all kinds of tiredness, lack of energy, and all of that stuff out of him. And I bind you up and cast you out of him right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that supernatural energy flows into his body right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for complete. I don't care if he just gets 30 minutes of sleep at night. It's going to be a full night of sleep for him. He'll wake up and be rejuvenated in Christ. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for David. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for doing that in Jesus' mighty name. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? I chain up, bind up, and chain up the principalities and the powers that are running that camp down there. You know where it is. In Jesus' name, I bind you up from doing any more curses against us in Jesus' name that have got those women and men down there in captivity. Break your binds, your binders on them, your bonds on them right now in Jesus' name. We break the chains of bondage off of them right now. Angels, go down there and break the chains off of those people, those women and men that are held in bondage. And I thank you, Father, for breaking them loose from that bondage in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for opening up their eyes. We've already prayed it, but I'm going to pray it again. Open up their eyes, their spiritual eyes, to see the complete evil that they're in down there in Jesus' name, that they would rise up. And their husbands would take charge in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for all of the victims down there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, we ask that you expose these people for what they are in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for exposing them to the authorities that are honest in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. Glory be to God. All right. Anyone else? I cast down all curses spoken against the outreach and also for the missionaries over in Africa and in the Middle East in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that your angels are headed there to protect the leadership and the people in charge and all of them, Lord, that you would protect them from the onslaught of the enemy in Jesus' name, that they, everything they throw at them are cast down as null and void in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for this wall of protection around the leadership down there and the people that are in the battle in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for taking out the JWs in Jesus' name down there. And I praise you, Father, for it. They're acting just like a bunch of Muslim, but I praise you, Father, for doing that for them in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Julie.
I just come against the powers and principalities, the rulers of darkness and all the oppression coming against this assembly and our outreach, the locals, anything hindering our prayers. We cast down all confusion, all disorder, all chaos, all fogginess, all these things. Father, I pray you pour out on all of us, Lord, a prayer, a spirit of prayer and intercession, and anoint us to do it, because we can't do it ourselves, Lord. We can't even really stir ourselves up except by praying in the Holy Spirit. So I pray, Lord, that you cause in us, Lord, to be able to do that, to be able to focus, to set aside all the distractions, to set aside everything that would hinder us from being we're all called to be priests. We're all called to be priests, Lord, and the priests have a job to do in the temple, Lord, and we're the temple. You're the temple within it. We dwell in you, Lord. So help us to do our jobs, Lord, unhindered. Remove all of the obstacles that stand in our way, Lord. And I just pray a hedge of protection on everyone who is a prayer intercessor, and that they do that, Lord, is unto you, and they want to serve you, God. So remove all the obstacles the enemy is throwing them at them, or lying to them, or deceiving them in any way that they can't, or whatever it is. We cast all that down and break its power off of them in Jesus' name. All the witchcraft and all of its forms that have been sent against us to try to stop us from praying, all these demons, you're bound and you're gagged in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for setting us all free to do what you called us to do, Lord, and to be who we're supposed to be in you for your kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that for all of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. And I cut off the power and remove anything that the leader of this bunch has. And I render him isolated. I render him powerless. I render him void, null, and bound, and I pray that in the name of Jesus. I pray that he is bound, that his fingers can't even write, and he can't move. And he's bound that to do any evil would cause a result of worse into his flesh in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that he can't think clear. He's confused. He's muddled. He's foggy and unable to construct thought or words together to make even an intelligible sentence in Jesus' name. He can't speak. His tongue is numb and unable to form words. Thank you, Father, for doing that. And he can't see, but is only able to view the things allowed to be alive in the physical in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for counting down this man's, this demon's life and breath. And I thank you, Father, for taking care of him in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for coming against the demons that control these people. Thank you, Father, for chaining them up and getting rid of them. And I pray against everything that this demon has controlled in the leadership down there is doing right now in Jesus' name. I bind it from doing any more harm to anybody else. Your time is up. We declare and decree you bound. Angels, do your job. Get that principality bound up in Jesus' name. And I praise you for it, Father. Lord God, I must see to let him come. And I thank you, Lord, that everybody here is in agreement with all that we have prayed tonight, and that it is a done deal. A done deal. The enemy's camp, I pray, is destroyed, Lord. I send your angels down there to destroy the enemy's camp. And it's a large camp, but I know that you can do it. the factious leader is stopped tonight. And his everything that he does is stopped. And I praise you for it, Father. All right. Anybody else got a prayer? Is everybody going to keep on praying for this? Because the battle's not over. It's already won. Lord's told us it's won. But we have a job to do, and that's to keep the battle going on our end of it. Listen, I'm going to read this. Here's a word from the Lord. He says, when praying, I heard this most. Joel 1, verse 14. Sanctify a fast. Call it. Don't anybody get nervous now. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the old men and all the inhabitants of the land unto the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Then I heard, proclaim a fast. Seek me, my children. Seek my grace to be free from all these chains that are binding you. Accept my grace to let go of all these hindrances from you constantly, resting in me. I want you in my perfect peace and rest. I don't want you to carry these burdens and worries. It's not you living, but me living in you. So let me live through you. Let me take these things away from you. Take control of your flesh. It is submissive to you and not you to it. Stop letting it take over you. You need to see the flesh as my enemy. The flesh only wants to separate us and to keep me from manifesting through you. Each of you has a burden and a struggle and something that is troubling you. But each of you also have chains that you need to let me take you out of. Each of you has something that you turn to every day that's keeping you from seeking my presence. Fast from these things. Spend time away from these things that are keeping you from me. For some of you, it is food that you seek pleasure from. Some of you are addicted to the internet. And some are choosing other ways of trying to seek me in your own strength, rather than communing with me in my presence. And goes on to say, I understood this to mean going to one type of seeking God, but doing it without his presence. For example, you're reading the word in an area that you choose rather than asking God where he wants to speak to you from, and having his presence there with you while you do it. If you don't feel and hear his presence, there is another way. He wants to speak with you. When praying about this, after we got reminded of how Paul and Saul sought God in his word and own strength, and God literally had to subdue his flesh by taking his sight so he could see and seek God's spirit. God is spirit. Also got reminded of how brethren in times past didn't have access to all the material we do today. For example, his word. But they still had supernatural encounters with God, hearing his voice and knowing his spirit. Not with anything that contradicts the word, though. Just felt it was emphasized to get deep into his presence, the Holy of Holies. And Satan would rather us read God's word without a spirit than getting into the presence of God in the Holy of Holies. He goes on and says, the God, Lord does, he says, I can teach you everything you need to know. I can download my word into you. I want my presence in you every moment. I want to be so close to you, but you still sometimes block me out. Fast from these secret things that are blocking me from you. Look into your heart and allow me to show you these things that are separating us. Don't make excuses. Don't look for an easy way out. You are either fully for me or you are against me. Do you really want me to grow in you? I need a people that are willing to let go of all things carnal and worldly, all fleshly desires, to let go of all the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride and vainglory of life. Not just a few things, but all things. I want to manifest myself in full. Come out in the name of Jesus. But I need vessels that will let me. If someone won't allow me in, I have to go find another vessel. I can only flow through you if you allow me to cast aside all, and it's got it in capital letters, all distractions and get deep into my presence alone. I want my love to flow through you to every living thing. I don't want you just dwelling in me during praise, but in every moment, no matter what you're doing. I want my presence in you, guiding you, teaching you, and my love flowing through you. What does that sound like? That sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Amen. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. He wants the Jesus in us to come alive. He said, there is a prize waiting for you up ahead. Run to me. I don't just mean in eternity, but right now on earth. I have the greatest treasures than you can imagine. I felt the treasures aren't physical, but spiritual treasures and gifts to witness God's miracles on earth. Okay, he goes back to the Lord. He says, there are so many things I want to give you, but I can only when you are ready. I read that again. There are so many things I want to give you, but I can only when you are ready. Seek me, fall flat on your face. You only walk because of my grace. Come deeper into my presence and let me wash away these unclean things. I know it sometimes hurts you, but remember, I have already done it all as I already went before you. Glory to God. Stop looking to the left or the right. And they're going to say, I understand this to mean to stop looking at what's going on around you in the world and factious and problems and evil. And then the Lord says, only look to me. Catch your thoughts. When you're thinking on anything other than purity and holiness, turn back to me. When you don't feel my presence, I'm always there. But I want you to see me and feel me always. And this is in parentheses. This is, I understand this as to see what God is doing in you and around you into what's related to you. And then back to the Lord, he says, accept my grace to fast from these hindrances and to see that I am your only source of life. And they go on to say, I understood that life included pleasure, satisfaction, and the only one keeping you going each breath is him. And after hearing this, I got reminded of this vision and the word that Debbie got. And I felt it is still relevant in what we need to do and allow. And this is it right here. This is abandon all. How earnest God's heart is for us to come into the fullness of all that he has for us, into his holy of holies. Debbie says, in our worship time last night when we were singing, this was last week, I believe, take me in, I became overcome by the awesomeness of the holy of holies. I had a vision of me standing in the holy of holies. It was all golden light all around me. As I kept looking at this beautiful light, I suddenly could see beyond that holy light of the holiest place where I was standing. And I saw a long, dark tunnel that I could see just kept going deeper and deeper, further and further. And I had the realization and revelation for myself that much was required of me. Then Father brought the word abandonment right into my mind. And with it came a fear and the apprehension that I did not like. I knew that fear was a hindrance to me to being able to abandon all to Jesus. This is something I have been dealing with, but it has also been something I have longed to overcome. And as I was before the Lord with all this going on inside of me, I began hearing him saying things to me regarding this for me and for all of us. And tears came with the deeper desire to overcome this ungodly fear and to abandon all for Jesus. My people, I have taken you into my holy of holies. But the question is, will you stay or will you leave? There is a requirement. Give your all to me, my people. Yes, I have drawn you, made you mine, and I have taken you in into my holy of holies. But there is more. I long to take you deeper. You must go deeper, deeper into me. And so many of my people fear going deeper. But this is what you must do. You must have a willingness to abandon all to stay in my holy of holies, to go deeper with me. Many of my people have a fear of abandoning all for me. But as I see your heart desiring to do so, as I have told you, I will help you. Begin your walk into what appears dark and uncertain to you, and I will help you as I draw you closer and closer, more and more into me. I won't force you, and I won't be harsh with you or try to crush you into going deeper into me. But my people, as you go deeper and deeper, you're not alone. And all that was to you a fearful, dark, and uncertain path will quickly become light and joy and freedom as you enter into total abandonment of all that holds you back. My people, begin now being willing to abandon all for my sake. There's so much you have not yet entered into with me. Let me take you in deeper still. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. How many of you want to go all the way with Jesus? I do. I want to go all the way. Lord, I know there is a fear factor involved in it. And I chain up that fear factor right now in anybody's mind right now in the name of Jesus to going deeper with God. Because we've been brought up sometimes not to trust what our authority or our father or our mother has told us. But Lord, you're different. You're the God of the universe. You never have lied. And I thank you, Father, that we are going to go all the way with you, Father. We drop off all cares. We drop off all distractions. We drop off all the things that has hindered us going deeper and deeper into you, Father. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy upon us to pull us in a way that is loving. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that everybody here wants the same thing. They want that walking with you like Jesus did. When he heard you talking to him, do this, do that, son. Do this, son. Do this, daughter. Do this, son. Do this, daughter. And Lord, I want that, and I know everybody here does too. And I praise you for your grace and your mercy upon all of us to help us walk this walk you want us to walk. We want to walk in the fullness, the 100% maturity of you, Father, in our life so that we can be effective when the wilderness comes, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father, for doing that for all of us. Glory to God. All right. Anybody got any questions or any answers? We started off good tonight by renouncing the world, the flesh, and all of that stuff. That's a great start. Now it's up to us to get in God's presence, his personal presence. That doesn't mean read the word, he said. That means getting into his presence. The word is a good, you know what would be a good thing to do, and I've done this, is to pray in the spirit. I always do that. And like Julie says, I believe that you have received, because it's all by faith. Lord, I thank you that today I'm going to be just like Jesus, and I'm looking for your word to me today to do the things that you want me to do and the things in the word of God that you want me to read. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. And you watch what happens when you start doing that. He'll give you the words that you need for that day. And you'll start seeing it. You write it down. You start seeing it. You look at it. You meditate on it. And watch what happens during the day. It's something you might need, or you will need. Anybody else? Sometimes, a lot of times, most times, it's a scary thing to give up your whole life. Everything, your whole life. What else matters than Jesus? Nothing else matters than Jesus. You're not going to take your fishing boat with you. You ain't going to take your rifle. You ain't going to take your car or your four-wheel drive pickup. The only thing you're going up there with is you. The Lord told us that there is a level in heaven where just those that want to get into heaven but not get so close to God is. That's a place in heaven right there. That's the lowest place in heaven. Those people are satisfied to be right there, but they have missed out on so much by not wanting more. I want to be up there by Jesus. Anybody else want to be with me? Somebody come with me. Let's go. Let's go up the top of the mountain and leave all the baggage behind. Y'all remember that story by that book? Oh, gosh, I wish I could think of it. Lord, give me the name of that book. I think it was by, these bunch of people started up the mountain. They had all these baggages, and all up down the side of the mountain was all kinds of stuff that was strolled out. What was it, Missy?
Was it Rick Joyner?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, they went up this mountain and they kept seeing stuff strolled out. Then they got at the top of the mountain. Most of them fell back. It wasn't but two men up on top of the mountain. And in order to get to where they was going, they had to cross this bridge. And now both of them had a suitcase. All they had left, a little suitcase bag. But they couldn't take it across. It wouldn't fit. And one of them said, I'm going. Throwed his away and took off across it. The other one couldn't give it up and didn't get across. I think that was, what was the name of that book? Missy, you remember? Oh my!
I don't know, but let me just say this: he's part of the false revival now. So,
well, I know that, but that was before he.
I know, but I just want for anybody that doesn't know, I'm like concerned that everybody's going to start, that's not aware of who he is, start looking him up.
Well, it was a good story. It was a good parallel as to what happens when we go up the hill, you know. Yeah, I understand that, Missy. I knew he had gone into the false revival.
Yeah, I knew you knew that, but I just wanted to...
But he wrote three good books back in before he got into false revival. I can't remember. But anyways, don't worry about it, but it's a good parallel story of our life with Jesus. How far up the hill do you want to go? If you want to go all the way, you got to get rid of everything. Nothing left but Jesus. He said, I'll take care of you. I've given you all spiritual blessings that you need to do this walk. Lord, I just need you. But I also need the wherewithal to want to need you, you know, to give up things that sometimes can be scary to give up. Why do I want to give up that, Lord? Well, because you're more important to me than that is, whatever that is. Anybody got any questions or anything you want to pray about? This is the time to pray. We're sending the angels. Go ahead, Samuel or Tiana.
Hi, I'm sorry. I just want to pray, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. You go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Holy, sovereign God, the one in control of everything and the one behind all. Lord, please bless each and every single one of us with the grace to trust you with everything that we are. Give us all the grace to completely let go of everything that is unholy in the spiritual and physical, and give us the grace to just trust you every single second, and give us the grace to trust you when you take us to new places that we never even knew existed. Lord, let us just have peace and not to give into fear of the unknown, and to not give into any doubt or unbelief. And Lord, completely align our will and desires to be aligned with you, holy sovereign God. Please have an outpouring of your grace upon us. We can't do anything without you, Lord. And even by your grace, we stand here right now able to speak and breathe. It is all you, Lord. But please, Lord, do whatever it takes to let us be as close to you for all eternity, Lord. Do whatever it takes for us to be able to be so, so close to you, Lord, and be able to be with you every single moment for all eternity, Lord. Do whatever it takes for it to just be your holiness dwelling in our mind, our soul, our spirit, our will, our desires, and everything in our existence and our physical body, Lord. Do whatever it takes for it to just be you in us 100%, even right now while on earth, Lord, and just take away everything in us that isn't you while on earth, so that it can just be you here on earth through us, that we only speak from you and we only see from you, and it's only your holy love and your holy grace flowing through us to everyone, Lord, like it was for Jesus when he was on earth. Do whatever it takes to let it just be Jesus in us 100% now and forever. And just give us grace, Lord. Give us more grace every single second. Just increase your grace upon us and give us all the gift of humility every single second, Lord. Bless us with the grace to be humble every moment, and give us the grace to just let go of all self and everything that isn't you, Lord. And give us the grace to love you with all of our mind, all of our soul, our spirit, our body, our strength, and all our breath, Lord. Give us grace to love you above literally everything. And give us the grace to just seek you and with every breath, Lord. And give us the grace to love everyone as we love ourselves. And give us the grace to accept your love and to let your love flow through us, Lord. And thank you for healing all of our souls. Thank you for healing us from all rejection, from all doubt, from all unbelief, and all these cracks that this world has put into our soul, Lord. Thank you for completely healing all of us and restoring us. And every single child that's alive on earth right now, Lord, please just have an outpouring of your grace upon each and every one of them, and do whatever it takes to let them be with you for all eternity, Lord. Every single child that is alive on earth right now, Lord, every single one of them in this generation, Lord, please just have grace upon each and every one of them, even if it's just the last moment, Lord, that you give them the grace to repent and to come into alignment with you, Lord, at whatever whatever length you choose for that, Lord, but please, Lord, all the children, Father God, thank you for healing them all and restoring them all and setting them all free. And thank you, Father, for restoring all of us right now, Lord, while on earth, that we can just be walking and talking and living the word of God and Jesus in complete purity and holiness, all from your grace and from your spirit, Lord, nothing of ourselves. Thank you, Father, that we don't have to do anything except just trust you and love you. That's all we have to do. You take care of everything. You even take care of us breathing and speaking right now, Lord. It's like us living. It's just we're in a movie and you're in control of the whole entire thing, and we're just watching what you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you will answer all these things spoken, Lord, and blessing all of us with the faith to believe that everything we've ever prayed will be answered, because it's not us living, but Christ living in us. And we're completely dead to sin and alive unto God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Tiana. Anybody else? Amen. Everybody receive what she just prayed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. How many of you know this is a pivotal night? This is a pivotal night. Where you want to go from here determines what you're going to do. Amen. The angel said something, that there are multiple angels around each of the brethren. Each of them. All of them. You all got angels around you. That each angel has a different job and purpose. That the holy angels are constantly around all of us, constantly working when we are awake and when we are asleep. They fight for us and act on our part as much as we allow them to. You got to put them to work. When they clock in, you need to put them to work. And they don't clock out, so it's all the time. They fight for us and act on our part as much as we allow them to. When we agree with the word in heart and mouth, then they can act on it. But when we agree with a demon, check this out, or something that is contrary to the word, the enemy is allowed to attack and torment us. I also saw it as this. Angels gathered around us from all angles and direction as a fortress. And a demon comes to the door and knocks and gives us a thought or a feeling. And if we agree with it, the demon is allowed legally to come to us, whether it be physical attacks or spiritual attacks or unclean thoughts. But if we reject every thought and feeling that is contrary to the word and contrary to everything God has done, that demon has to leave. And if it doesn't, the holy angels get rid of it for disobeying. Praise God. It can't hang around when you go with the word of God. It's as if everything that comes or happens to us is a consequence of our free will and choice. When we choose 100% of the word, 100% of the time, then we have 100% of the life and word of Christ living in us. But if we agree with only 80% of the word, then there is 20% allowed of the attacks and torments, whether physical or spiritual. I don't want 1%. So, Lord, forgive me for speaking against the word at any time. And, Lord, thank you for bringing it to our mind to stay on, to say and to speak only the thing that you want us, to. That's why it's imperative that we get so close to God that we hear him all the time. They said the demons only can attack us when we aren't in agreement with the word. And the demons attack so that we get in agreement with the word. And they said this is for our own sake. And we have this now so we don't have to have this for eternity. they said about how there's so much going on all around us in the spirit realm all the time, way beyond anything in the physical. But they said nothing can happen in the physical without it happening in the spiritual first. For example, they keep unclean spirits away from us in the spiritual. And if we don't agree with the demon, then they're not allowed to come anywhere near us in the physical. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. They said how fear is a big one used. And when it knocks on our door and we give it legal right to enter, it brings many others with it. But the holy angels aren't allowed to do anything because it would be breaking that person's free will. They said how free will is the biggest, like law, and the biggest control in someone's life. And everything is based from that. What the angels can and can't do revolves around each individual will. They said if someone fully believes that Jesus set them free from the curse, then nothing of the curse can come on them at all. But if there is even a little doubt, there's legal right for a demon to attack. If someone 100% believes that no slander or anything evil thought or spoken against them can prosper because they're hidden in Christ, then that manifests and not anything can come on them, not even touch or attack them. The devil himself wouldn't even try because the devil can't break that law of human free will. They said something about how when someone becomes factious, it's because they came into agreement with one demon from thoughts or feelings. Then they agree with other demons and the holy angel can't do anything because they are in agreement with the demons. The demons then have legal right to physically and spiritually torment the factious person. The demons hate the humans beyond words. They lie to us so they can torment us. They are jealous of the humans because God is jealous for the love and time and relationship with each individual human. God's grace is so great for the humans, but the unholy angels are already condemned. And that's why the demons torment with lies of rejection and so many others, so they can take them from God. They are jealous beyond words. I'm going to stop right there in just a minute. For just a minute, I want to tell you that this is almost true. If you've got somebody that's bound up in demons, we as people of faith can break the power of the demon off of them and set them free. But they have to maintain, right? They have to maintain. But we can, as people of faith, go in there and break the power of the enemy off of them and give them freedom so that they can think clearly. And then you tell them. Now, in order to keep this healing or whatever it is, go and sin no more. That's what Jesus told him. And that's what we're telling him. The Lord said to repent and believe. And that's what you got to do. You got to repent and believe the word of God. And I just thought I'd throw that in there. This is almost true. They said something about how God mostly speaks to all of us through the holy angels around us. They said something about that people see holy angels all the time, but they don't know or realize it. The angel said that God wants us all to be able to see the angels so we can see clearly and understand more about what's happening around us when God is speaking and hearing God clearer and giving direction. They said there will be so many more brethren seeing angels frequently and that God wants all of us to be able to. But doubt, unbelief, unworthiness, rejection are the biggest blockers to us seeing them. The holy angels witness all of this all the time, and it grieves them greatly when a human doesn't agree with the word because their free will allowed the devil to torment them. But they are awed beyond words, but they are awed beyond words at God's grace and mercy and forgives to the humans. I felt that all of us having greater understanding of what is really going on in the spiritual realm helps us to walk in faith and to trust God and know He is. I am. And I felt this greatly emphasized that it is God's will for all the brethren to see holy and unholy angels, for them to walk easier in Christ, but to see the angels that are related to God's plan and will for them. I believe when Jesus was on earth, that he saw all the holy and unholy angels around him in the spiritual and in the physical. That was related to him and God's plan for him. Praise God. Amen. That helps somebody. Help me. Thank you, Lord. I ain't going to speak no negativity out this mouth. Don't even try it. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your holy angels around about us, Father. We thank you, Father, for the trials that you put us through to teach us how to talk and have the tongue conquer the curses in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to write a book like that. You know what I mean? Amen. Thank you, Father. Somebody else talk. Yeah, Julie.
I can bear witness to that. The Lord allowed me to go through trials, and every time I got double-minded or doubtful, I got attacked. And I had to keep starting over, and I had to keep repenting. And the Lord showed me it was doubt, and I just, you know, I had to learn how to fight. I had to learn to recognize those thoughts, because that's true. And you know, how else do we learn except, you know, here's your tools. I've given you the word of God. You've got this understanding and knowledge. Now what are you going to do with it? You know, and just learn how to discern those thoughts, what the enemy was throwing at me and what wasn't right. But yeah, it's true. They were allowed to, they had legal right when you agree with them and you disagree with the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me. It wasn't fun, but, you know, it's how I learned.
Amen. Yeah, he puts us through these trials so we'll learn to not speak the wrong things, to think the wrong things. I bind the wicked strong man against those that is in that camp down there in Jesus' name, and I release havoc to them in Jesus' name. I run them out of that camp in the name of Jesus, and I drive them to the pit. I push and sweep and clear and command and cause them to stumble and drop off things. The equipment, stolen items, weapons, armor, everything. And I praise you, Father, for doing it, because there's a whole lot of work to be done. And we sing and praise you for the battle that has been won. The Lord says, what do you want us to do now? And they did just what I just said. I said, I heard to attack, bind that wicked strong man, release havoc, start running them out, drive them to the pit, push and sweep and clear, command and cause them to stumble and drop all things, equipment, stolen items, weapons and armor and everything. Praise and be joyous. We're joyous because we're on the winning side, glory to God. There's much work to do. Call for all to sing and do spiritual attack. Well, praise you, Lord. War! Thank you, Lord. He said, the Lord said, there will be so much to plunder that will be days ongoing to gather everything. That's the victims. I believe that's the victims, to get them out of there. Get them out. Free from all of that. Don't for a moment be complacent. Always be on guard. Check the bonds on the enemy that they're tight and add more. That's, Lord, we just, angels go down there and check the bonds on the enemy and just go ahead and put another bond on them in Jesus' name. Make sure they're tight. And I praise you, Father. And I praise you and I thank you. And you said to dance and be merry. Lord, I dance a lot too. When I'm out walking, I'll dance before you, Lord of God. Thank you, Father. Says, I'm coming soon. All of these are tests and training on the real battle to come. Come and mount up. Lying beside me. We are preparing for battle. We will trample our enemies. We fly the flag of victory. I've been doing this all day long, so you can tell my voice is coming. But it's strong as an ox. I have a strong voice, Lord of God. He says, is there anything else you want a specific person to know? Rest and recuperate. Change position. Swap roles and cover each other. Some have better endurance in particular duties that will relieve others. Remember, replenish all aspects of your being. Fill up with the word. Do not be overburdened. Talk and ask. Stop and pray. And when in doubt, always sing praise. Glory to God. Just sing praises. He said, what do you want to tell all of us? That's us, all of us here. Do not let anything steal your thoughts. Time is passage on these things. Do not waste attention to vain pleasures. Consider the investment, your investment to the Lord. You have a life and purpose that is beyond the seeing and hearing of now. Those that draw close, as close to the Lord as he wants you, boy, the benefits is going to be like a tsunami over your life, over the things that you gave up. It's going to be so, you wish you had done it years ago. You have a life and purpose that is beyond the seeing and hearing of now. He said, how can we all hear you all the time? Here it is. Get close and intimate with me. Shut off the distractions. Let me in the deepest place inside. Keep close, secure, guard it with desperation and concern. Less on anything and what is happening? Be quiet. Less on anything and be quiet on nothing. Listen. Listen. I have lots to say. We need to shut up and quit asking the Lord and let him talk to us. Just be quiet until you can hear him. Said, I have lots to say. Look to me. Reach to me. Grab hold onto me. I never want to be separated from me. Get you a notebook and a pen when you get in that quiet place and listen for the Lord and start writing when he starts talking. You'll hear him. It's that still small voice and you start writing that down. Date it, write it, and you'll be able to reflect back on it when you do. Make your notebook. It's dedicated to just the words that the Lord gives you. And you'll see a pattern that he's doing for you. They said, talking about the angels around David and I'm not going to go into all of that, but here's the last part of it. Said, I think I spoke to one that is gigantic, multiple stories tall, good gracious, that has been blessing to me after coming into Christ. I only saw his feet and shin, legs part, but was wearing a robe to his ankles. Multiple stories tall. That's a great big angel. I saw one time in a warehouse. We were praying. It was a warehouse that stored goods for the underprivileged groceries that people gave them or that were donated to them. They had a whole warehouse full of them. And we were praying God's protection on it and for them to send, you know, people that needed groceries. And there were lots of people needing groceries at that time. And we started praying. We all were praying God's protection upon that warehouse. And all of a sudden, God opened my spiritual eyes to see this great big angel that went through the roof of the warehouse. And he was huge. I don't know. He wasn't like they saw. It was stories tall. He was probably about 20 feet or so. Maybe bigger than that. I don't know. It's hard to say, but he was a great big angel. And I said, glory to God. It was awesome. It was awesome. He said, when praying, I heard this. This is something y'all can do. Praise me that I have answered your prayers. Praise me that my promises are true. Praise me for I am for you. Praise me that I am in control. Praise me that my favor is upon you. Praise me that I have exchanged others for you. In other words, other people have given it up. And you took their place. Praise me that I have a place especially prepared for you. Praise me for I am all things good. Do y'all hear the fireworks going off out there? We can't. Oh, well, good. Yeah, Ben can. Sounds like a war going on out there, isn't it? Okay. Praise me for I am all things good. Praise me that I am in you and through you. Praise me that everything is now for me and for eternity, and you have my love forever and ever and ever and ever. And what was it S.W. or R.M. Lockridge said? And after all the evers, amen. Praise me for my son. Praise me for the son, S-U-N. Praise me for my light and truth that I have revealed to you. Praise me for your hands and feet. Lord of God, I thank you for my hands and feet, Lord. Praise me that you can stand and walk. Praise me for everything I have said is true now and forever. Praise me there is more greater or greatest coming for you. Greater than anything you can now understand. I thank you for it, Lord, and I praise you for it. I heard, read Ezekiel 47, verse 3. And I said, okay. And in my mind, I wondered, is there really an Ezekiel 47? Yep, there is. It says this. When the man went forth eastward with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the ankles. Then verse 4. Again, he measured 1,000, caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the loins. Verse 5, afterward, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. 1,000. Does that mean years? That the complete washing, no more self in Christ is here to full manifestation, rooted where nothing can withstand? Cannot pass through after 3,000. As the water, the river flowing stronger than anything can resist. It's conclusive. His water, his word is sharper than the body. When going with, you go the entire direction and it's quite fun. Trying to resist will destroy and force to bow and comply. Best to start going his direction before the final measurements are taken. Praise God. Yeah. Okay, anybody got any questions? Anybody got any comments? Anybody want to know what the outcome is? We got the victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Thank you, Lord. Lord of God. Yeah, that's a war going on outside my window out there. They can't enter in. I got that wall of protection all around me. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want to relate anything, a testimony or anything like that? Yeah, Cheryl.
My blessings, y'all. Hey, I just want to give praise to the Lord. Over a year and now almost a half ago, when I went to go visit my stepdad in the hospital, I come around the corner to his room and a lady was mopping, and I slipped and fell. My leg went forward and then it went backwards and I fell on my knee, and I know it just killed me. That it must have busted my kneecap up. And they asked me, I want to go to the emergency room to get it x-rayed or anything? And I told them no. I said, I'm going to have faith in God that it's going to be healed. I wouldn't never go under the knife or have any kind of surgery or anything like that. And I'm not out for any kind of monetary whatever. I'm just going to believe, and I want a testimony for the Lord. And I want to say that I can walk on it. The devil tries to tell me it's not healed, but I just kind of limp a little bit now. I can walk on it. It put me in a wheelchair after it happened. I couldn't stand on it or anything for several months. And, I'm claiming my complete healing. I'm not even going to limp anymore, that my ligaments are going to reattach just like they were before. And I want to give praise and glory to God. And I want to thank him for being faithful and keeping me in my faith in him. And I want to thank him also for the peace that he's given me over my situation. I do still struggle with some things, and I'm praying and believing that he's going to bring me out of those. This meeting tonight has given me a lot of faith and has, brought me to repentance in my doubt and fear. And I just want to praise the Lord for that. And, I'm just going to go forward, and, I'm just amazed to see what he's already done in my life. And I'm amazed to see, what he's going to be doing in my life. And I'm casting down that fear of the unknown. And, I know that it's going to bring glory to him, because I'll have more testimonies to bring forth, to the brethren. And to the world, because I want the world to see, because in this, I'm believing for the people that are coming against me. I'm believing for their salvation, and I just want God's glory to be all in this.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe with Cheryl that everything that she's talking about is going to happen. We thank you, Father, that her knee is completely healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for all the work you're doing in her. And I praise you, Father, for showing her what's going to happen even in this thing that she's in right now. In Jesus' name, that your glory is going to be magnified in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay. All right, Lana or Theo.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to ask for a quick prayer. I've been working on my computer all day. I was able to get quite a few hours worth of work in over Sovereign God, and I'm working on other stuff. But just toward the end of my work on Sovereign God this afternoon, my computer started stalling. And it's been like that ever since. And I feel like it's an attack because it's a good computer. It's pretty new. And it wasn't doing that for the first 4 hours of my work. And now, every time I try to type something into my, you know, my word processor, I got to wait and wait and wait and wait. And so, Father God, I don't receive this. In the name of Jesus, no. I bind up the devil and command him to leave my computer. There will be no hindrance to the work of the Lord that's getting done. And thank you, Father, for this deliverance. And thank you for continuing to bless me and guide me in this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We thank you, Father. That computer is working fine in Jesus' name. Angels, we send you over to fix that computer for her that it won't mess up now another time in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, quickly, has anybody else got anything? We got a great song we want y'all to hear and praise God with. All right, Julie, hit it.
Would you kindly grant me?
Yeah, I got to get to it.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I know a way out. So if you're ready for a breakthrough, there's one waiting in this place. No more shackles, no more shadows, no more shame. This is where the walls shake. If we call on Jesus' name, and if you're ready for a breakthrough, there's one waiting in this place. No more shackles, no more shadows, no more shame. This is the way of the
Oh, man, that's a great song. Glory to God. Praise opens prison. Oh, the audio was perfect. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, let's place that in our heart, that praise opens prisons. If we're bound by anything, just start praising God. Thank you, Father. I like that book, Prison to Praise, or Praise to Prison. No, Prison to Praise. Thank you, Father. Glory to hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just one of them. I don't remember which one. Praise, Prison to Praise. Yep. I believe it. Y'all believe that the victims are being freed now in Jesus' name, that the enemy has been bound. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask that you bless everybody here with what we talked about tonight, that everybody here, Lord, will be blessed with your grace and your mercy to walk the walk that you want us all to walk in, to be next to you, Father. And that's what you long for, Father, is fellowship with us all the time. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for all of us in Jesus' name. Father, place it in our hearts to want you more than we want anything else, more than we want that next whatever. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Lord, be with everybody tonight or today, whatever it is, wherever you are, that your day would be great and your night's going to be great too, that you get lots of sleep and feel supernaturally energized in the morning when you wake up. And thank you, Lord, for doing that for all of us. Monroe, how you doing, brother? Good to see you. All right. Y'all be blessed tonight, you hear? We love y'all, and we pray for you. And listen to UBBS tomorrow, because it's going to be awesome. And that'll... Boy, it sounds like a war. Going to sound like a civil war going on out there, for goodness sake. I need to go out on the porch and watch the fireworks, I guess. I ain't kidding you. It sounds like a war going on out there. Y'all be blessed. Love y'all.
Bless y'all. Love y'all. Sleep well.
Yeah, all right. God bless everybody. Good night.
Bless everybody. Love you.